Sometimes a picture is not worth a thousand words. Last week, India was shocked by a picture that looked ripped out of the American South from decades ago. Two young women raped and strangled, and then left dangling from a mango tree in a village in the Badaun district of the Indian state of Uttar Pradesh.
Southern trees bear strange fruit. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. The two girls, cousins, both teenagers, poor lower caste Dalits, had gone out at dusk to the fields because their homes had no toilets. They never came back. When the father went to complain to the police, they didn't pay him much attention. The police belonged to the Yadav group, also a backward caste, but higher up the pecking order and owning land. And the men suspected of abducting the girls were Yadavs as well. The next morning, the girls were found dangling from a mango tree by their own headscarves. Those photographs went viral in social media. Some blasted it as the pornography of rape. Others described it as a jolt to wake up a blasé society where rape, especially out in the badlands, is too commonplace. But the pictures, shocking as they are not worth a thousand words because they cannot begin to unravel the context behind the story. It's a story that's not just about rape, it's about caste and power and property, and that includes the bodies of women. It's about who owns land and who works on them. It's about how the lack of toilets translates into the lack of safety. It's about not just raping someone, but also making an example of them. And certainly no photograph can begin to convey how the conviction rates for the rape accused in India plummet when the victim is a Dalit woman and the perpetrator non-Dalit. In India, there is rape, and then there is rape. In 1916, Jesse Washington, a teenaged black farmhand, was lynched in Waco, Texas, accused of raping and murdering the wife of his white employer. A professional photographer took pictures of the event, and they were printed and sold as postcards. W.E. Du Bois used those photographs on the cover of the NAACP's newsletter. He pushed for it, saying it would shock white America into supporting their anti-lynching campaign. The photographs didn't end lynching, but in her book, Lynching and Spectacle, Amy Louise Wood says, with it, lynching began to sow the seeds of its own collapse. Could the Dalit girls of Badaun be a Waco moment for India's rape crisis? Unlikely. In 1916 America, the public at large could pretend that lynching was not really an issue because it happened far away from them. In 21st century India, there is no spot that is safe from rape. Not an abandoned mill in Mumbai, a public bus in Delhi, a taxi in Kolkata, or a village in Haryana. But the pictures did create a furor, embarrassing politicians. Police officers were suspended, suspects were rounded up, now we hear some have confessed. That led some people to say that this is an exceptional case where perhaps sharing those pictures actually led to action. In 1916 America, it might have been against good taste to publish those photographs, but it was not against the law. Indian law does not allow revealing the identity of the rape victim for reasons of social stigma. And many fear that even the best of intentions in this case mean going down a slippery slope, making it that much easier to make another exception the next time around. But the more troubling thought is, if indeed we now need to see the strange fruit on our mango trees to be shocked, it begs the question about what kind of people we have become anyway. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.